I was pleased with our defense. Anytime you have, you hold a very good Army team who's gotten top 25 votes consecutive weeks, the 23 points in the first half, and, they scored 35 in the second half. The looks that they were able to get, I thought, was because they did a great job of running motion offense. I mean, Jimmy Cruz has been around a long time, and he's a very good coach, and he brought the Bobby Knight system, his system now, to Evansville, and then the Army. So it was no secret that they were going to come in here and set great screens. I mean, they came in here 10-2, 10-3, and they're a very good team. I just felt like the shots that they did hit, they were big shots. And Matt Bell is a very good player, and Jarrell Brown is a very good player. Last year, Jarrell Brown didn't play because he was injured, so we didn't have to contend with him. But I tell you what, he's a pretty good Division I basketball player. And for those guys to have 17 points, I think Matt Bell maybe had 4 points at halftime, and he ended up with 19. But those guys are a handful. We just didn't allow other guys to have career nights.
Terry, what happened in the last half of the first half? You guys came out on fire, you did some crazy stuff, but in the last 8:30 or so of the first half, the well kind of ran out.
I thought we got good shots. And again, I think that, I wouldn't profess that we're a great shooting team. And I wouldn't want to, just as John said, we can't depend on that type of shooting for 40 minutes because we're also giving a lot of energy on the defensive end, so our legs are going a little bit, and we try to keep guys fresh. So in that rotation, that means that guys are coming in off the bench and haven't had the reps and haven't had the looks. So our shooting is going to drop a little bit. But I thought in the second half we came out, we picked up where we started, and we hit a lull again there midway through the second half. But defensively, we were still able to get stops.
How much of a difference, especially down the stretch, does it make to have a full cast of characters on hand?
Well, when you consider we had two post guys with two fouls in the first half, it's always good to look down the bench and say, I got two more I can put in. So you're talking about, four or five post players, you got 25 fouls to get.
And when the game does get close, I was talking to Leon about that, it's 47-45. It seems like the team even looks toward him to make something happen. Do you sense that, Jim?
Well, not necessarily. They do and they don't. I thought, for instance, at Maryland Eastern Shore on Saturday, Leon wasn't in the game. We had other guys step up. And I think that's the beauty of this team. I think there's not one guy that you can totally shut down, because there's other guys that I think are able to step up on any given night. And I think you're right in a sense that, Leon, we do look for him on certain options and certain sets, but also there's other guys that are very, very capable of knocking down a shot as well.
How about where you stand right now heading into the end of the season?
Well, I like our momentum a lot better than the momentum we didn't have last year going into the Ivy League. Ready or not, it's here. We start off with a very, very good Harvard team, and we were swept by them last year, and we've got to find some answers between now and Saturday.